You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, live from Freebirds in Addison, right off Beltline. Come on in and say hello to us. Get yourself one of these sweet Tolo flasks. We got these options available for you today. Also, Alec, since we are at Freebirds, I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and he was like, I just love that burrito so much. Such a good burrito. Yeah. And I was like, it is. It's a damn fine burrito.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I got the smaller sized. What is your go-to? I see this jalapeno cheddar sausage, and I'm like, okay, I might need to get one of those on the way out today.
Yeah.
What is your go-to burrito? Because you love Freebirds.
I do, and I usually rock the monster-sized with the Freebirds chicken, because I feel like chicken can never do me any wrong, especially Freebirds chicken. They've got two different kinds, but the Freebirds chicken is just elite. It's their special seasoning. They do it upright. It is wonderful. Got to do the cilantro lime rice. Yep, I love white rice. I love the cilantro lime. Man, I could talk about this place all day. But yeah, I load it up with pretty much everything I can after that. And I have myself a good day after that. I hit all my macros, and I'm pretty much good for the day.
It's wonderful. The we used to order Freebirds up at the station when we were working nights, and we would one of us would go pick it up.
Yeah.
And one night, Kevin, I think it was Sean Hudgens. It was Sean Hudgens' turn to go pick up. And he was like, all right, I'll be back. And he goes, what do you want on your order? And Kevin said, hey, is there any way you can get the rice without the little green stuff in it? And I was like, the cilantro? And he was like, yeah, that stuff. I was like, you can't even, like, it has no effect on you. And he's like, but I know it's there. I know that it's there, and I just want meat and cheese and rice without the green stuff in it. And I was like, dude, it's literally a flavor that you can. Now, I know some people, I didn't know this at the time, but I know some people feel like cilantro tastes like soap. Like,
yes,
for
I've
the
heard
whole
that.
World, it's split.
Yeah.
You either love cilantro or you hate cilantro. Kevin didn't care about the flavor. He just knew that there was something green that he did not want to eat inside of it, like a child with onions. And so you have to chop them up so tiny and finely that the flavor's there, but they don't even know. And that was how Kevin rolled out there.
Jeez.
So,
cilantro is great.
Yeah, cilantro is good. It's good for the system, too.
Yes.
Helps flush things out. You get a whole bunch of cilantro stems. Mm. Not all the time that you want stems and seeds, right? Like, you don't always want those.
I'm just going to pull some out of my backpack.
Just start chomping on some cilantro.
In the new year, you're just going to... Instead of my usual fruit snacks and protein bars, it's just going to be cilantro stems.
I love that idea. I do love that a lot. All right, guys, it's now time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer was asked if it's a scheme problem or a player problem with the defense. Quote, we have the personnel and the scheme. We just didn't get it done. And that is where I'm like, oh, man, I am maddened by this. Overreaction or reality, Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have an answer to that question.
Ooh. Overreaction, he does. He just doesn't want to tell us. Because I think he's kind of hinted at it. Like, what was it? The red zone situation a couple weeks ago where they had to call the timeout defensively because nobody was lined up. And they asked him the next day at the presser, and he was like, yeah, we got to be better there. Like, that's a communication thing from coach to player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that needs to be better. I think he kind of showed his hand there that, like, my defensive coordinator isn't that good at what he's supposed to do. So I think he, at this point in the season, to try to keep everybody invested on his team in terms of players, coaches, and staff, he's not going to air anybody out. And he's just going to say, look, we've got everything in place. We're just not doing our jobs. And that's the coach speak way of doing it. That's the very soft way of saying, we have multiple issues, so I'm just going to say everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which I respect. As the man in power, you have to do that. But I know behind closed doors, he's definitely having those post-game meetings the next day on Monday with Jerry and Steven and saying, dude, like, the players aren't where we need them to be. The coaching is not exactly where we need it to be. We just need to make it through the season. We're going through the motions.
Yeah, that's my real hope is that I think he understands talent. He's been around the game long enough to really have a good eye for it, know what he wants. He knew what he wanted to do with Javonte Williams. This is one of my big things this morning, Jerry, and we'll get to it in the C block, but this morning they asked him pretty much the same question, and he threw out the actually it was about Diggs. Do you think Diggs can play within the scheme? And he said, you can't play on this team. You can't be here if you can't play within the scheme. And that's where a lot of times I disagree with coaching. I think coaches should go out and acquire and ask for the players they need for their scheme. Absolutely. But if you don't have it, you have to be creative enough to come up with a scheme that fits what you have.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, this defense has shown multiple times that they aren't physical enough. Their linebackers aren't good enough to play at that second level to really help the run game and the pass game. So maybe that the talent isn't there. But when you're the best coaches take a player and they go, all right, he's not good at this, so I'm going to tailor this to it. Also, the best GMs go say, well, if I don't have a player that's good at it, we need to find players that are multiple, can do all those things. And so that's what the GM has to do. GM has to make sure you got the personnel. And then as Brian Flores, we were just talking about that with Broadus yesterday, right? Brian Flores is like, okay, I got these guys. I'm going to do this with these guys. And so I think catering to it's a really big deal. I don't think Eberflus has done a good enough job this year catering to what this talent is. That being said, I also didn't feel like this talent was good enough to really give you something like that anyway. So it is. I think it's a combination. He said we have the personnel and the scheme. I don't think they have either at the moment.
I don't think either
one of them works.
I don't either.
Overreaction or reality, rallying cries are overrated unless you can convince your guys to buy in. Now, this is regarding Liam Cohen, who mentioned small market about 800 times in his press conference.
Yep.
As Sean Payton had mentioned small market. They're doing a great job for a small market team. And Liam Cohen was like, F that. And then he was like, let's double fingle the whole world here.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, because that was basically what you got out of the Trayvon Walker yesterday, too, when he was just like, no, we don't even want you around here. This is us. F everybody else. But basically, Sean Payton was saying, hey, look, I was in a small market. I coached in New Orleans. Nobody ever cared about us. They were just like, y'all are the Saints down there, whatever. It's not like you're the Cowboys or the Giants or anything like that. The big stage in front of the biggest media. You're kind of in a place where they're like, ah, nobody's paying attention. Kevin's been talking about that. The Seahawks and Jaguars have been quietly creating themselves.
That's right.
And Liam Cohen said, hey, small market. And Sean Payton said, hey, that's a good rallying cry. And it worked for them. It was effective. Small rallying cries are overrated unless you can convince your guys to buy in.
Reality, because if you can't convince them to buy in, you're just going to make a fool of yourself. You know, like the whole fake mad bit and stuff. Or maybe you are really mad, but people just don't respect your voice enough to take you seriously. Like there's just certain people in the world of sports that it's hard for, you know, the general public or even players to take.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even though he's one of the greatest of all time in a different sport, I can never take Kevin Durant seriously because he's such a troll off the court and he's so vocal about unimportant things and about super minute things and people picking apart his game on Twitter and stuff. It's like if he, you know, was on tape giving a rallying speech to the Rockets if they're making a playoff push, I'm like, okay, cool. but you're still the same internet troll that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
It's same with Mike McDaniel. If we're going to keep it the same sport, I can't take him seriously. He sounds like he's stoned off his ass 24/7 at the podium. But if he did that whole, you know, F the small market thing, we're better than people think, and we don't want any more fans to jump on the bandwagon, I'd be like, huh. Okay.
Yeah, you got this idea, this concept a long time ago that the approach that Tom Landry had, stoic,
yeah.
And Bill, look at all the coaches that kind of followed that afterwards, and they had this very specific mindset, and breaking out of that mold, being a little bit different, isn't going to work because people are going to be like, dude, what is this really? You're not taking yourself seriously, and so are you even taking this thing seriously? But I think the ability to get a room full of dudes to say we're all on the same page and we buy into whatever he's doing. Obviously, like Ben Johnson's done it this year. I think Liam Cohen's done a really good job of it this year as well because they said, watch the success happen. Just trust the system, trust what we're doing, do your job, and watch the success happen. And as that goes along, guys start buying in. And then they start creating their own rallying cries, Tolo go, take a load off, whatever it is. The people start to create it themselves. From the 469, Liam Cohen's trying to distance himself from the fact that he's a lying snake. And then from the 469, he's just Lane Kiffin. The NFL version of Lane Kiffin. And some people are still, I don't know if they're still mad about the fact that he went back and forth or if there's something else that Liam Cohen has actually set off for these people.
The hatred is weird. I respect him looking at that situation initially in Jacksonville and saying, I'm not working with
that
GM.
Oh, he lied to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a, like, I'm going there. But then he went back because of what you said.
Yeah, they wouldn't get rid of the GM at first, so he said, "No, I'm not flying out there anymore. I'm going to re-sign with the Bucks for more money." And then they were like, Shad Khan was like, "All right, Trent Baalke, get out of here. We want our guy."
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a new GM, James Gladstone, and they got Liam Cohen to. I think it was like the day he was supposed to sign his extension with Tampa was like,
no, I'm going back to Jacksonville.
Gotcha. And then now he's there doing his thing and looking pretty good. If I can understand, though, I don't like Josh McDaniel. I thought he was kind of a flake when he was coaching.
Sure.
And then whenever he did the whole thing with the Colts where he backed out on them and went back to New England, I was like, I'll never have any respect for that dude again. He should never get another interview for a head coaching job after doing something like that. So, but I understand that. I get it for sure. Overreaction to reality. Philip Rivers' feet make him actually look 45 years old. Did you see him last night? Like, he was so... And then there was one throw where he kind of, like, jumped and floated. No, he already has the weird arm motion.
Yeah.
You know, he already has the weird where he's kind of throwing from his pec. You know, it's like this, And I don't know how he gets it as far down the field as he does from right there. But he does that. But then his feet last night, I was like, that is an old man trying not to die.
Yeah, honestly, now that you say that, I realized that. I just didn't process it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one play. It was a play action fake over the middle, I want to say. It might have been the Michael Pittman thing that Shanahan thought was a fumble or thought wasn't a catch. It might have been that play where he fakes it to JT, and he only holds the ball for a second and a half or so after, but he was just tapping his feet, and then he kind of lobs it over
the
middle.
Yeah, that was the one,
yeah. Yeah, he did show his age. He really did show his age last night.
He did get out and run a little bit, though, and that was kind of that was a chore and an adventure at the same time.
It was a process.
Yeah, it definitely
you
was.
Know, there's a lot of work that goes into greasing those gears up at 45 years old. Shout out Men's T Clinic.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's what he needs to get on. But yeah, he did show his age a few times, and then at the same time, he did look good. He did look really good and dialed in the first half, and then the second half showed that he's still 45.
Bonus Philip Rivers overreaction or reality.
Yes.
Whenever there was a false start, his tackle jumped off sides last night, Philip Rivers almost cussed.
Yes.
Because he looks – I've never seen – and I always have this question. When you have a quarterback that's – you know, almost 60 coming into your group, and he's like, I'm going to play, and you guys better listen to me, and you haven't been with him all season, and then he starts almost cussing you out after a false start. Do you like shut up, old man, or do you go, you know what, he's right, I got to do my... I'm kind of curious on what he was going through his tackle's mind there.
Do you just go full Pete DeBoer last season in the postseason?
Throw him under the bus.
Throw him under whenever he was... Remember a reporter that like apparently hadn't been there all season was asking fiery questions, and he's like, I was bold when you haven't been here all season. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you just do that? Like, hey, man, I've started every single game this year. You got here a week ago.
You just showed up, buddy.
You just showed up. You just wanted to get away from the kids and the wife during Christmas time, man. We know your game. You're not slick. You wanted to fly under the radar with a couple less Christmas gifts. I know your game, Phillip Rivers.
Brock Purdy had 5 touchdowns last night.
That's a lot.
Overreaction or reality, this team is the silent underdog in the NFC.
That's a reality.
The Niners, because they get healthy, dude, you're in trouble.
And that's the thing. They're not. Just predominantly, they're not
healthy.
And
they're still doing this.
And they're still doing this. Like, three, 4 years, it felt like they were the talk of the NFC. Is like, is this the year that they finally figure it out and put it all together because they're talented? Their GM is a madman and makes all the right decisions. They turn the last pick in the draft into a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, is this the year that they figure it out? This is the first year in that era where we didn't say that in the preseason. Like, is this the year that Brock Purdy and the rest of the team and Christian McCaffrey stays healthy? Well, they've gotten that, and I don't know. I feel like some of the injuries that have happened were sacrifices to keep Christian McCaffrey on the field, sacrifices to the football gods. Like, hey, a backup corner can miss 2 weeks if Christian McCaffrey stays healthy this week. They are going to make some noise.
Yeah.
I'm officially scared of what they can do because that team is old outside of Brock Purdy. They are old. Jawan Jennings is having a career, a lifetime season. Like
That's what Shanahan can do, man.
That's what he can do with people that you wouldn't expect.
Exactly.
So that's why I think in the playoffs, he shows off the depth that they have on that roster. And it's like, guys you've never heard of are catching touchdown passes in the first round. And you're like, oh, we might have to reevaluate what we think is going to happen in the NFC.
We are the KNC Masterpiece live from Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline. Come by and say hello to us today. We would love to see you before the holiday season gets rolling. But right now it's time for baseball nuggets. It's a luxury to be taxed. Next on the Fan.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.